There is a challenge now. We may have spoken about it in different terms before, but as energy now is returning, there is a question of where does your energy need to go? The world you are in is not like the world you were in before. And even if you are doing the same thing that you did before, it is not going to feel the same, and its impact is not going to be the same. So we are recovering skills and movements, but we are now seeing that they are not going to be exactly as they were before. And so this gives us two things, a certain lack of comfort when something is not finding its same old place. But it also gives us what we call a conscious opportunity. And what we mean is, this is a chance to see where your energy is going, to see how it is used, and to make a decision about whether you want to leave it the way it was or to change it. And if you want to change it, how would you like to change it? Now, we want you to understand here, the goal here is not to make a perfect decision. That is not what we are saying at all. But you may find yourself less patient with some of the places you have been spending energy or you spent energy in the past. And you may want to bring that, shall we say, dissatisfaction to consciousness so that you can look at it and say, is this where I want to spend this much energy in my life? Or is this the way that I want to spend it? You see, in different times where what is going on was a bit more stable, you might say, this means I should change jobs. And, you know, if that comes up for you, certainly that is fine. But this is a bit more discerning. This is the way I move in anything, in my work, in my relationship with myself. We would like to, what do you say, underline that one twice. In your relationship with yourself. Is this how you want your energy to be with you? And if you want to make a change, this is a really good time to make that change, because you are not going to be dragged back to the same old position that you were in before. And then that this is also true of your relationship with the world, with friends, with any number of things. So this is your chance to join consciousness with the use of energy in your life. Now, if we were looking at a job, let us say, for instance, and you in the past had found that you were using a great deal of energy to be, what is the phrase, politically correct, or to very carefully handle someone who was the boss or was in charge or had influence. Perhaps when you look at that, you may say, I am going to find a reasonable amount of energy to give to this. I will be cognizant of what I'm saying and doing, but I will not give myself over like I did before, because I have been with myself for a year now, and I know that I do not need to do that, that it is not a healthy thing for me. We understand there could be many other examples, but we mentioned that one because it is about authority. Now, if we mention another one, it might be the relationship you have with yourself. How many times have you, shall we say, not chosen a position about your relationship to you, but you have slumped into an old position about your relationship with you? This is an excellent time to become aware where that has happened, where there are certain things that trigger and you find yourself slumping into an old way of being with you. Slumped conversation, usually critical. No matter how it is presented, it is usually critical. So this is a wonderful time to say, I am not going to allow myself to fall into a relationship with myself at a time when I want to add light to a relationship with myself. And once again, this has many manifestations, we know, but a wonderful place to start is a refusal to be critical for nothing. You see, you have been taught that self-criticism is a way to improve yourself or to show that you know what is going on, or oddly enough, even it is connected to sophistication. If I can be caustic with myself, if I can make fun of myself, then I am doing, that means I'm smart and I know what's going on. It only means that you are mean. And that meanness is not intended to be turned on you, or for that matter, anyone else, but certainly not on you. So to bring that consciousness to light and listen to the dialogue. And if that dialogue is in any way unkind or unsupportive, remind yourself that this is the time to pull that slump up and bring it up into the light and say, I am capable of being in a light position with myself about everything. I am capable of that. And so I am going to choose to do that. I am going to choose to be on my own side, as I know the universe is on my own side. So what a good time for this. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. As you inhale love. Let it move through your body and touch any place where love is needed. Exhale fear from any place that needs to be released. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your body. Let that cleansing energy wash over the root and wash away anything that would prevent you from creating the life you want in these changing times. Let the cleansing energy come into your second center and wash away any judgment or shame that might be caught there. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus, and let it remove any emotions that need to move along now, emotions you do not wish to carry. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your heart center. And let the cleansing energy feed the garden in your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your throat and let it displace any communication that does not support you or hold you in the light. And feel the cleansing energy come into your third eye and make all things clear, and make your intuitive powers fine and good and strong. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown. Feel the crown open to receive the gifts of the universe. And feel that liquid golden light pouring into your crown, touching each of your chakras, adjusting your mind and thoughts, let it flow over your shoulders and down your back to take away the tension, to take away the burden. Feel it flow down through your arms and your hands, down through your trunk to heal you, down through your legs and your feet to strengthen support, the support of the universe and your support for yourself. Now bring your attention into your heart center. Look at the beautiful garden that you've created. And as you walk through your garden, see that a path that leads upward becomes illuminated for you. And walk to that path. And without effort, begin to rise. Let the path take you. And come to a place where there is swirling water. And let that swirling water raise a gift for you, a gift that speaks to you about confusion and the way to come out of that confusion. So rest the mind and know the symbol that comes up for you. Now continue up the path. Your path. And see that an animal appears. Take note of that animal and feel your connection to that animal. Continue upward to the place of the gift. And see that a golden table holds your gift. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to come back down the path, feeling lighter as you come, knowing that every breath you take is full of the energy that you need. And every step you take to connects you to the things that are good and strong. Wise. Now come to the center of your heart and your garden and begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,